the renewal of EMEA's mandate for an additional 3 years, as well as the report published today by the High Commissioner and the mechanism. Systemic racial discrimination in law enforcement has been deeply embedded within the attitudes and practices of law enforcement institutions and constitutes a root cause of torture and ill treatment. Adopting a preventive approach and independent oversights are key to reducing these risks. There is a need to transform the institutional culture to foster a police service embedding prevention, transparency, and accountability. It is crucial to build public trust and ensure safer societies for all. This year marks the 40th anniversary of the UN Convention Against Torture. As defined in Article 1 of the Convention, discrimination of any kind is a constitutive element of torture. The nexus between systemic racism in law enforcement, excessive use of force, and the risk of torture and ill treatment needs to be explored to better protect vulnerable groups, particularly people of African and African descent, targeted by law enforcement on discriminatory grounds. We are committed to working constructively with the international community on these critical issues. Finally, we call on states to implement the Durban Declaration and Program of Action and proclaim a second international decade for people of African descent. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to international.